And I would like now to welcome Maxwell Lucas. He is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome, Max.
Hi.
So, a button was not fully turned. So, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. Folk Art Market.
And the Desert Corral and so many other things. It's totally outrageous, and I'm almost overwhelmed, to be totally honest with you.
It's so true. So much to do. But Folk Art Market, I believe, starts tonight and goes through the weekend, and a very big event for people who've never been there. Folk art from all over the world, and people helping their communities. Good stuff.
It's gonna be fun. And where is that?
It's on Museum Hill.
I will be sure to check it out.
Yeah, you can't park there. You have to park at the, I think it's the Para Building parking lot where the roundhouse is, and take a shuttle up there.
Oh, but they have those special service buses. I've seen them out in mass.
Yep.
So don't be afraid. Let's see. I'm looking at my notes here, and the thing that's jumping to the front of my mind, as usual, is the original Santa Fe Ghost Tour, which you can pick up at 6 p.m. this evening, and get a tour of the historic ghosts of Santa Fe. And I think that picks up at La Fonda at 6 p.m. Friday nights.
Boy, I've been meaning to do that for so long.
Me too. It's funny that it jumps out at me as the first thing here, because it's something that I've never done, but I'm dying to know about.
Yeah. On July 14th, which is next week, there is an evening of exploration called Why Slowing Down Matters, Finding the Satisfaction in the Here and Now, with Patty Nagel and Lisa Faithorn. And that is sponsored by the Academy for the Love of Learning. And if you would like to find out more about them, you can just look for aloveoflearning.org. on the web, or Google them, and you'll find them. But that should be the tagline is: what can we learn about ourselves if we stop and taste this moment?
That's a good question. And if I were to stop and taste this moment, I might be surprised. But perhaps some instruction would be helpful. Speaking of instruction, for B-boys and B-girls. For at Warehouse 21 tonight, there is a breakdancing class for free. So all of the B-boys and B-girls, or wannabes wannabe girls and wannabe boys who want to learn to breakdance, 5 p.m. at Warehouse, there is a free class.
Excellent.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's great fun. I got a nice note from the people at the Rail Yard, and there's all kinds of stuff going on there. Today, there's Japanese Bamboo and the World Expo, a Century of Discovery open reception at Thai Modern at 1601 Paseo de Peralta. Then, from the Audio Archives of Master Zhenzhan Dao, the Spiritual Purpose of the Fire Element, at the Moga Dao Institute at 703 Camino de la Familia. That's today at 6:30. The opening was 5 to 7. And then live music, the Shiners Club, Ragtime, and Vaudeville, is happening at 2nd Street Brewery at the Rail Yard. Not the one on 2nd Street, but the one actually on Paseo. And that's 7 to 10, and no cover. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, the Santa Fe Farmers Market is always there, and the Santa Fe Artists Market is... both of them are from 8 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. I'm glad they go till 1 o'clock, because a lot of time I don't get up till about late.
Especially not on the weekends.
Yeah, on Saturday. And I miss the farmer's market when it closes at noon. There's a gallery discussion and closing reception of the exhibition Op Infinitum at the David Richard Gallery at 544 South Guadalupe tomorrow from 3 to 5. And live music on Alto Street, Irreverent Bluegrass. The band is called Alto Street, and they play Irreverent Bluegrass at 2nd Street Brewery downtown once again. And finally, tomorrow night, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, ladies and gentlemen, at the Rail Yard Performance Green at Rail Yard Park. And that's from 8 to 10:30 in the evening. It's free. ladies and gentlemen dress up and...
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
8 p.m. I mean, when I grew up learning everything I know about adult life from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it was always a midnight thing. So this 8 p.m. business is a little bit strange to me. But I guess it means that if you want to bring your children, you can.
As people say to me in a way that I find a little irritating, well, that's Santa Fe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, it's better than no Rocky Horror Picture Show at all. It's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I'll be there. But
excellent.
I might be wearing a funny wig. You know what else it is? Besides Folk Art Market this weekend, it's the first weekend of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Let's see, tonight at
a fabulous
local treasure, an exceptional dance company here in the Southwest. And tonight's the opening night at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and for tickets, you can call the Lenzic box office at 988-1234.
Hey, we want to remind people that coming up on the 15th of August is the Funtastic Flea Market.
Oh, yes.
It's a KSFR event, and for a low, low price, you can get one or two parking spaces at the Santa Fe Community College parking lot, and you can basically clear out your house, sell your stuff. If you're a craftsperson, you can sell your crafts. If an artist, you can sell your art. If you are a rock collector, you can sell your rocks, anything you want. At the community college, and it's a benefit for KSFR. So if you want to do that, or you want to volunteer on that day, call 428-1527.
That guarantees to be an interesting time. Santa Fe House is full of interesting artifacts.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see, I didn't know they were doing this. At the museum, New Mexico Museum of Art, there is free music on Friday nights. Tonight, the band is James Horn and Kitty Joe Creek. They play iconic Americana. And let's see, after 5 p.m., admission to the museum is free and includes a free show of rockin' Americana music. It looks interesting. And let's see, you can check that out before you head over to Rocky Horror.
That's right. You can do multiple things in any day or evening here in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
If you're ambitious.
That's right. So we got a note from the fabulous Dave Anderson, who is letting us know that he is playing tonight at El Mason at 7:30 with trumpeter Jan McDonald and the Three Faces of Jazz. And then, that's it. Dave Anderson at El Mason tonight.
Let's see, 2 p.m. this afternoon, if you have some free time, they're doing a studio tour at the Audubon Center on Upper Canyon Road. Of some historic art studios up there on the grounds that I had no idea were there. And at 2 p.m., the docents at the Audubon Society will take you around and tell you what's going on. That looks interesting.
Very much so. It's such a nice place up there. The Santa Fe Opera Guild presents Paint, Plaster, and Pixie Dust, The Magic of Transformation. Becky Kravitz, who is a sculptor and an artist, talks about her work as a makeup artist for the opera and the sculpture it inspired. The sculpture is on view now at Tanzi Contemporary Sculpture Center at 619 Canyon Road. And we had her on the air last week before the opening, and I went to the show, and it is really remarkable. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, go up there. That's all I can say, because it's a little hard to describe, but she has that pretty rare gift of actually bringing people to life. So when you go in and see these sculptures, you have a sense that you're looking at some kind of almost animated being.
After I heard your interview, I looked up some of her sculptures, and they're really wild, transformative, transporting works of art.
Very much so. But what I meant to say is, back to Paint, Plaster, and Pixie Dust. That's happening Tuesday, the 14th of July at 5:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation Church at 107 West Barcelona Road here in Santa Fe, and there's a low admission charge.
All right. And speaking of the opera, we can't forget that is happening concurrently and ongoing. Let's see, this Saturday.
Tonight, Rigoletto.
Tomorrow, Daughter of the Regiment. Which one? Have you seen both of those already?
Nope. I've seen Daughter of the Regiment, and it was great fun, and I'm seeing Rigoletto tonight.
Oh.
And you can always get standing room tickets, and in so many cases, when you get standing room tickets, you'll eventually find an empty seat and be able to sit down. So it's a very nice way to go if you don't have a regular ticket.
This is the best-kept opera-going secret that I have held dear for some time. Anyway, go check out the Santa Fe Opera. It is incredible.
Excellent.
Friend of the show and incredible musician Charles Titchener is playing tonight and tomorrow at 6 p.m. at El Agave in Borough Alley. And he will regale the crowd with Broadway tunes, pop songs, and classical music. He is a multi-talented polymath performer and friend of KSFR.
Very much so. Hey, guess what time it is?
I'm gonna guess Cat of the Week.
That's right. It's time for Cat of the Week. And the kitten featured this week from Felines and Friends is named Joni. She's very sweet and adorable. She's quite active and playful. If not adopted with a litter mate, she would be happiest in a home with another young cat to play with. She's a beautiful girl with a short gray and white coat in a tuxedo pattern. And she was born just a few months ago. She's just a little kitten. If you are interested in adopting her, please call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can view her or any of the other kitties available at fandfnm.org.
All right. Let's see, Second Street Brewery on Second Street tonight. 50 Watt Whale is playing for free at 6 o'clock. They're a cool band from the region that has been making a splash lately. I've seen them a couple of times. They're great fun. And let's see, there's also Flamenco at El Farol tonight at 6:30.
Nice.
If you're a flamenco fan, it's not the only opportunity for flamenco this weekend.
There's others as well.
There are others as well.
Go to all of them.
Yeah, I'm looking for it here. Juan CD is playing at the Lenzic this weekend, I believe. Let me find the date for you. Yeah, Juan CD Flamenco is on Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. So if you want to see Flamenco tonight and on Sunday, you're in luck because you can.
Excellent. And it's always, I like that space up at the lodge too. It's a much more intimate space in which to see flamenco, and then the Lenzic is a kind of a grand space. So take your choice or do both. Lots of stuff happening in the movies at the movie theater, the screen. There's a movie called Iris. Iris pairs legendary 87-year-old documentarian Albert Maislis with Iris Apfel, the quick-witted, flamboyantly dressed 93-year-old style maven who has an outsized presence on the New York fashion scene for decades. It's a story not only of her life, but of creativity and how it can last for a very long lifetime. And there's an Italian movie called La Sapienza, movie called Dark Star.
Dark Star.
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Is that the old Dark Star?
I don't know.
Dark Star is a weird sci-fi, weird funny sci-fi cult classic made in the late 60s, early 70s. And the art team, which made all of the special effects out of, you know, plastic and beach balls and hot glue in this movie, went on to do all the special effects for Alien. Some years later.
Okay. Well, here's what it says. Dark Star, H.R. Giger's world. He feels at home in places we would flee from and lives his life among the very things we fear. Throughout his life, H.R. Giger had inhabited the world of the uncanny, a dark universe on the brink of many an abyss. It was the only way this amiable, modest, and humorous man was able to keep his fears in check. He was the bearer of dark messages charting our nightmares.
Oh, well, I got the wrong memo, because this sounds like a documentary about the artist H.R. Giger, who's a scary Swissman who did the concept art for the alien in the movie Alien.
All right.
And this guarantees to not be a fun, quirky anything, and I had to retract what I said about about the old Dark Star movie.
Well, you can always go see that another time. And then there's another one there called How Strange to Be Named Federico. It's a tribute film to Federico Fellini and his art and personality. So lots of good stuff going on at the screen this weekend.
Let's see, at the CCA, there is an opening of The Overnight with Taylor Schilling and Adam Scott, which is a unpredictably weird and delightful sex comedy, which on opening night features a Skype call, live Skype conversation with the director, Patrick Bryce. This is presented by the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. It looks like a lot of fun. It starts July 3rd. Well, it's not this weekend.
Started last weekend. Anyway, keeping going on with the New Mexico Jazz Festival. The New Mexico Jazz Festival opens today and goes through August 6th. It's not only here in Santa Fe, but it's also at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque and at the Santa Fe and the... let's see. Right. So those two... It's a bi-city thing. It's Albuquerque and Santa Fe. And tonight it's opening at the Outpost in Albuquerque with a concert by Brazilian singer-songwriter Vinicius Cantuario. Cantuaria, known for pioneering neo-Brazilian music, which integrates bossa nova with jazz, avant-garde, and pop. And then there's stuff in Old Town Plaza, there's the Klezmatics, and much, much more. Can't even talk about them all, but lots of good stuff. So go to NewMexicoJazzFestival.org for more information.
Oh, wow, the Klezmatics.
Klezmatics.
I've been a fan since birth. here's something at the CCA that is happening this weekend, and I'm totally excited about. Joshua Oppenheimer, the filmmaker, is coming to Santa Fe to present a director's cut tomorrow, Saturday, July 11th, at 1:30 p.m., a director's cut of The Act of Killing, which is a disturbing and revelatory documentary drama film, which is an incredible thing. And then on Sunday at 5:30, he is premiering his new movie, The Look of Silence. This is all at the CCA this weekend. Joshua Oppenheimer is going to be around at the events talking about his films and his work. For more information, you can call the CCA and figure out how you can get these coveted and, I'm sure, limited supply tickets.
And... the 9821338 is the number over there at the CCA. And at Collected Works Bookstore today, Folk Art Market, there's a free lecture by Barbara Arlen called Psychology of Color, How People Change Their Color Preferences. It's a free lecture followed by a showing at the gallery, and that's today at 10 in the morning. And then... also at Collected Works on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents Deb Haaland, the newly elected Democratic State Party Chair, looking at the year ahead. That's on Sunday at 11 in the morning, and the host is former gubernatorial Democratic candidate Alan Weber, and the moderator is former news director of KSFR, that is Bill Dupuy, and... love them both. And then on the 14th, which is Tuesday of next week, Joseph Bedell presents his book Borderline. It's his first mystery novel with the same punch and nonstop action found in his acclaimed thrillers. And that is at 6 in the evening on Tuesday, the 14th of July. He's a terrific writer, and he's local to Santa Fe. So lots of good stuff going on over at Collected Works Bookstore.
Let's see. In the movies, the St. John's Film Institute is in effect. They have partnered with the CCA to present old movies on archival 35mm prints. And this weekend, on Sunday at 11 in the morning, you can see Bicycle Thieves, a neorealist World War II Italian classic, which promises to be gritty, realistic, and dark. So if you want to get your dark old movies under your belt before lunch, 11 a.m. this Sunday at the CCA is your opportunity to do it.
If you get it under your belt before lunch, will you have any room for lunch?
It depends on what kind of appetite you have, I'm sure.
New Mexico Women in Film Fiesta is happening this weekend, and it's a multi-city thing happening in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe today through Sunday. 17 of the best films by New Mexico Women in Film members will be screened in each city to celebrate and showcase the creativity, vision, and artistry of the filmmakers. If you would like more information, New Mexico Women in Film can be found at nmwif.com.
And that includes Amy Berry Brewster, who appeared on the program here.
Yeah.
Whose documentary, The Young Ancestors, is screening as part of the festival.
Yeah, she's terrific. And it's a nice movie about Native American languages here in New Mexico. What else is going on? Let's take a look here.
Let's see. The Photo Eye Gallery is having an exhibition of photographs by Keith Carter and Kate Brinkley. The show is Ghostland and Shadow and Light. It opens tonight with a reception, and there is another reception tomorrow from 3 to 5.
And just about time to go. One more thing I want to get in is that Santa Fe Shakespeare Society presents The Tempest by William Shakespeare. You can also go to the Upstart Crows, don't forget that, at the Scottish Rite Temple with the young folks. And The Tempest is Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 6 o'clock. But where, ladies and gentlemen? Who knows? For more information, go to sfshakespeare.org. Oh, it's in the courtyard of the Monte del Sol Charter School. All right, Maxwell Lucas is with us, speaking of the arts. Max, thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
It's great to be here.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have missed anything or if you didn't get your announcement read, you know, there's only so many minutes in the half hour, so people, get your Pasta Tiempo, get your Santa Fe Reporter, and check out what's going on in this fine, fine city.